here. They actually heard a shir from me on this when I was substituted in Hilchos Shabbos. This is some of the issues of Lifnei Iver when you invite somebody to come to your house for Shabbos or Shabbaton, where they're going to probably drive, or you know they're going to drive, etc. Are you allowed to do it? Is there an inyan of kiruv or chaykim? Now remember, overall, philosophically, just your general philosophical orientation cannot be for kiruv everything is mutter. I mean, that's just not true. Just like some doctors have shita, some doctors have a shita, religious physicians, not yeshivish, that, you know, if you're a doctor, Hilchos Shabbos don't apply, and you can freely drive back and forth between the hospital. You know, obviously, we have to have specific halakhic gedorim for this, and once again, I will just repeat what I said. You must have a posek that you ask shailas to. Because very often there'll be small differences in halacha lemaisa that can change the whole picture. But I want to just, again, like I did last week, I want to give you yedias and a few makoros, just so you understand the nature of the shaila. First, there are two basic concepts that we have to understand. Many of you know this already. One is a d'oraisa and one is a drabanan. There is a lav d'oraisa. Again, last week's parasha. In front of a blind man, thou shalt not put a stumbling block. And the Gemara says from there that it is not to be taken literally. In fact, some Rishonim say that the literal pshat, if you trip a blind man, you're actually not over in Lifnei Iver. In other words, the drush is the only pshat. And Chazal give two interpretations. One is, do not give a person advice that is injurious to him. Now that's very negative. If any of you go into business and you try to sell life insurance to people who don't need it, whatever it is, there might be a lav of Lifnei Iver. That's called Eitza Sheina Hegenisle. But the more common application of Lifnei Iver is to cause a person to do an Aveira. And the example the Gemara gives is, Lo Yeshit Kais Yayin Lenazir. That how do I know if a Nazir asks you for a cup of wine, you're not allowed to give it to him? Or, now the second thing is also interesting, or if a goy, so it's, Gemara assumes for Dever Pashut, if an Aver applies to a goy, if a goy asks you for Aver min hachai, you're not allowed to give it to the goy. Talmud Leimar, Lifnei Iver Leisitein Michshel. And the Rambam adds a nice little kinetch. Well, who's the Iver in that pasuk? Right? The Iver must be the Nazir or the Goy, right? The Nazir that's asking for the wine, or the Goy that's asking for the Aver min hachai. Why is he called an Iver? I mean, Chari, he knows what he's asking for. So the Rambam explains that blindness, based on this drasha, means people who are so taken over by their tivus that they no longer see the importance of true reality. They think that the wine is better than whatever the onesh is going to be for it. Or they think Aver min hachai is more geshmak than anything else. So the Rambam says that's Iver. A person that is meshuke b'taiva is called an Iver. And the Emes says you can bring a riot to the Rambam from the pasuk by Sheichad. It says, Hasheichad yaver eine pikrit. When a judge takes a bribe, it blinds him, meaning his taiva for the money will distort his judgment. And when a person no longer has valid judgment, that is a form of mental blindness. This is what the Rambam says, and I'm connecting you to that pasuk. Okay, now, this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah then says the following. Yeah. It might be, although we'll see different chilukim about that. I'm giving you sure on it, so you know we'll obviously talk about that. That will come up. Okay. Now the thing is, what was Rabbi Pinchas' joke? It's a good joke. He said, Rabbi Kiva says in the Gemara, if you only have enough water for one person, two people are in the desert, you keep the water yourself because chayecha kaidman. So he says so. Who had then? If you only have one cigarette, you should give it to the other guy. Okay. You give him the cigarette and you don't smoke it. But anyway. But I'll talk about exactly what you're talking about. Because Gemara says the following. Gemara says that the Isser D'Oraisa of Lifnei Iver is only if the wine is on one side of the river. You're on one side of the river with the wine. The Nazir's on the other side of the river. There's no bridge. The Nazir has no way of getting the wine without you. Without you, he wouldn't get the wine. And because of you, he has the wine. That's called Trei Avrei Dinahara. That is a lav called Lifnei Iver Laisitei Michshel. But if it's Chad Avrei Dinahara, meaning the wine, right? The Nazir, me, and the wine are all here. And the Nazir asks, the Nazir is lazy. The Nazir could get the wine himself, but the Nazir says, hey, pass me the wine. So Zuk de Gemara, if you pass the Nazir the wine, since the Nazir could have gotten it even without you, that's called Chad Avra Dinahara, there is no Lav Diyaraisa of Lifnei Iver Laisitei Michshel. Anytime he could have done the Avera without your assistance, there is no Lav Diyaraisa of Lifnei Iver. Now, what's important here is a very big machlekes, the Mordechai and Taisvis, how to learn that Gemara, the Chiluk of Chad Avra Dinahara. The Mordechai, right? The Mordechai was a Talmud of the Rush, and you know, the Mordechai was in the back of the Gemaras. It's kind of a summary and elaboration of the halachas that emerged from the sugya, with many rishonim in the Mordechai. So the Mordechai, I don't know why we don't call him Rav Mordechai, but he's called Mordechai. The Mordechai says that Chad Avra Dinahara is Mutter Lagamri. In other words, when the Gemara says there's no lav of Lifnei Iver, it doesn't mean, you know, there's an Isra Drabban or another. There's up to Mordechai, it's Mutter Lagamri. It is Mutter to give a person a Chefsa Shel Aveira if the person could have gotten it with you or without you. Taisvis, in both Maseches Avodah Zarah and Maseches Shabbos, says no, because there is another inyan, which is an Isser Derabbanan, and that Isser Derabbanan is called Misayeya Lidvar Aveya. So Zakt Taisvis, even when there's no Lifnei Iver Diyaraisa because of Chad Avra Dinahara, there's an Isser Derabbanan of Misayeya Lidvar Aveya. By the way, let me just, before I get to how we paskin, because there's stiris in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach is Miyashim the Spirit. Let me just say that from the Gemara, it's also Mukhrich, that Chad Avra Dinahara is not only if he could get it without you, but even if he would need other people to give it to him, but if he doesn't need you. In other words, let's imagine the following scenario. The wine is on the different side of the river, a different side of the river. The Nazir couldn't get it on his own, but there are other people besides me that could give it to him. So, vis-a-vis me, he could have done it without me. And therefore, the Gemara indicates that that is called Chad Avra Dinahara. But there's a gewaltigly important Mishnah Lamelech, where the Mishnah Lamelech says that's only true if those other people don't have the lav of Lifnei Iver because they're going. In other words, the Mishnah Lamelech says the Gemara means the following. Let's say there are Yidden and Goyim who have access to the wine. Now, for sure, a Goy could give a Nazir wine because a Goy does not have the lav of Lifnei Iver. A Yid has a lav of Lifnei Iver to be Machshel a Goy, that's true. But a Goy does not have a lav of Lifnei Iver. So, Memela, since the Yid could have gotten the wine by having a Goy give it to him, so that's called Chad Avra Dinahara, so the Yid can give it to him. Abrizak the Mishnah Lamelech, if you have 10 Yidden who can give him the wine, there's no teretz to say, oh, I'm not Ivar Lifnei Iver because another Yid could give him the wine. The other Yid is also Ivar and Lifnei Iver. So Zak the Mishnah Lamelech, the Svara, that if other people could do it. Now let me tell you where this is Nogeya. I'll give you an example outside of Hilchos Shabbos. In Chayshin Mishpat, and this is not necessarily a Kirov problem, this is a general problem, there's an Isser D'Iraisa for one Yid to sue another Yid in secular courts. This is our Kai Shalakim. Parshas Mishpatim. Eila Mishpatim Asher Tassim Lifneim. Lifneim Lo Lifnei Avdei Kachan. You have to go to Beis Din, unless the guy is a Masarev Lo Obedin. In Eretz Yisrael, it's the same thing. The Chazon Ish paskens that the secular courts of the Jewish state are even worse than our Kai Shalakim because they're secular courts in a Jewish state. That's even worse. But certainly it's no better. I mean, the fact that the judges are Jewish, if that's Lomaila, I mean, that's not a positive factor. That might be a negative factor. Now, so here's the question. So let's imagine I'm a lawyer. I'm a Jewish lawyer. And my client tells me he wants to sue another Yid. Now, my client is going to be over on the Isser D'Oraisa of our Kodesh Shalakim. Am I allowed, as a lawyer, to file a lawsuit on his behalf? Or am I over on Lifnei Iver Leisite Michshel? So here is the thing. Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa. Well, that's the question. One argument would be, well, since if I don't take it, there are other lawyers who will take it. So it blibes chad aver dinahara, so there's no lifnei iver. So let's look at it. Theoretically, if all the lawyers are Jews, then under the Mishnah Lamelech, there's no heter of chad aver dinahara, because every Jewish guy has the same avera. If, on the other hand, you have Jewish attorneys and non-Jewish attorneys, then it would be shayach to say it's chad aver dinahara, and there wouldn't be a lifnei iver d'oraisa. Nevertheless, according to Tosfos l'chol hapachas, there would be an iser d'rabbanan of misayeya lidvar avera. According to the Mordechai, that would be mutter. But if all the attorneys are yidden, and I'm not sure, in Eretz Yisrael, I assume, even though there are Arab attorneys, I assume for various reasons Jews don't use Arab attorneys, I'm not sure about that, but see us, but assuming there aren't any Goyish attorneys around, then you'd have a lifnei iver d'oraisa according to the Mishnah Melech Svara. Okay. Of course, basically what that does mean is that according to Tosfos, even if there are Goyish attorneys, you would be b'seil d'vavera. Now, let me just give you another chiluk, although this is a little off this topic, to show you that you have to be very subtle here. The question I asked you was about being an attorney filing a lawsuit. What about being a witness? What about being a witness? What about the pshat is Reuven sues Shimon in Arkay Shalakim without a heter of Beis Din? He's over. But you can be a witness that will help him win. Now, Lechaira, if he takes money through Arkay Shalakim, which is Shaloi Kedin, he's over on Gezela. If you help him win his case, you're over on Lifnei Iver Leisite Michshel, because you're Machshel him in the Yisr of Gezela. Now here, by a witness, there is no heter of Chad Avra Dinahara, because unlike lawyers, where you can always say, hey, if I don't do it, there's another lawyer. If you're the only witness, you can't say, if I don't do it, there's another witness. So by a lawyer, it's gemalt, that at least if there are Goyish attorneys, it is only an Yisr d'Rabbanan of Misayeya, which the Mordechai would matter. But by a witness, it could mamish be a lifnei iver d'oraisa, because without you, he wouldn't be able to do the aver at all, because there's nobody else who's a witness. Now, if there are a lot of witnesses, so then you have the same cheshvan as the Mishnah Melech, if they're goyim, etc. Right? So this is an important point, that this is not, you don't analyze every personality in a lawsuit in the same way. There's a chiluk between witnesses and attorneys in that way. Okay, all right. Now, again, we're going to relate this to Chil Shabbos shortly, but I just want to give you the basic ideas. We have the Machlokes, the Mordechai and Tosfos, whether by Chad Avra Dinahara, there's an Iser Drabbanan called Misayeya. Mordechai says, no, Mutcher Lagamri. Tosfos, and the Ran also, by the way, says, Iser Drabbanan. Okay. Shteit in Ramah. I go to the Shulchan Aruch now. The Ramah in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, is dealing with the following halacha. And that is, you're not allowed to sell to a goy in yonim that are used in Avodah Zarah worship. So for example, if the goy is an Avodah Zarah, you can't sell him animals that he might bring as a korban or jewelry. And again, it's all shaila, because some chassidim in the jewelry business actually sell crucifixes and lechayra, but you'll see in a moment. The Ramah says, Usr limkor, but the Ramah says the following. But that's only true if they have no other place where they could get the same things. If they have other sources from which they could get the same thing, it is mutter to sell them chafetzim of avodah zarah. And l'chayra, the Ramah, the reason of the Ramah is that the isser of selling them chafetzim, which they'll use for avodah zarah, is lifnei iver leisitei michshol. But if they could get the same objects from other sources, now again, and I would add, the Ramah doesn't bring the svar of the Mishnah Melech, but like the Mishnah Melech would have to be, they could get them from non-Jewish sources. So b'chiyai gavna, it's chad avra dinahara, and that's why it's mutter. And then the Ramah brings yesh machmirin, but he then says nahagu lahakel kisvara rishayna ubal nefesh bachar. This is one of those confusing Ramahs where he kind of changes what you're supposed to do four times. He first brings it's mutter. Then he says, yesh machmirin. Some people are machmir. He then says, but we're noyeg to be meko, kisvara rishay. It's like a yo-yo. But then he says, bal nefesh should be machmir. Now, whatever bal nefesh means, and I've seen in people's notebooks, it's a good question, it says, im ani bal nefesh. You know, people learning Mishnah Berurah, yeah, it ends up in somebody's Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah often uses the expression, a bal nefesh should be machmir. And the person wrote, am I a bal nefesh? That's a good question. But the Achrayim take the Ramah basically as saying that miyikir adin, it's mutter. Now, if you look throughout, when you learn the Ramah, right, you notice there are always Mara Makaymas in parentheses, which not in the Mechaber. The Mechaber, the Mara Makaymas are in the Ber Hagola, which is footnoted. But in the Ramah itself, the Ramah will say something and there'll be parentheses that gives the Makar. There's something that's very important you need to know. The parenthetical Mara Mekaymes in the Ramah were not put there by the Ramah himself. They were put there by Talmidei Chachamim, and not just Pridgers. I mean, you know, the Pridgers wouldn't know, but there were Talmidei Chachamim who kind of guessed what the Makar of the Ramah would be, and they put them in. But we're going to see that sometimes the Achrayim explain that that is not the emistic and makor of the Ramah. Now let me tell you, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you see the first day of the Ramah, that if there is another source for idolatry, you could sell them, right? Mutter, parenthesis says Mordechai. In other words, whoever put in that parenthesis and then done, that the first day of the Ramah is by being misayeya, and it's chad avra dinahara, there's no iser at all. And when the Ramah goes on and says yesh machmirin, the parenthesis says ran b'avodah zarah v'tosfos b'maseches Shabbos. So it turns out that whoever put in the parenthesis assumes that the two dais of the Ramah is the machlokes, the Mordechai and Tosfos, and the Ramah is machriya like the Mordechai nagu l'hakel. In other words, the Ramah is actually taking the very lenient position that if the guy could do the Aveira on his own or could get it from other sources, there is no Isser at all of Misayeya. And if he's using the Mordechai even applies that to a Yid, Lav Dafka guy, we'll see that. That'll be the deal. Now, problem with this interpretation, I'm going to ask you a kasha on the parentheses. And that is, go to Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Shin Mem Zayin Hilchas Shabbos, where the Mechaber gives the following halacha, and the Ramah is not chaylik on the halacha, which implies shtika kahayda, that the Ramah is maskin to halacha. Shteita zeh, and this is really a codification of the first Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, and that is you have an oni and an usher, right? One guy is inside, one guy's outside. So it says, if I'm standing outside your window, and I lift up a chayfetz, and I do an akira, and I put my hand into your house, that's the case of the basket, and your hand, you don't take the basket, your hand is open, and I put the basket down on your hand, so state, the one who did the akira and the hanacha is chayef, because the guy did the whole malacha, but the one who received the basket is potter, of course, potter from achatas, but it is usur for him to put out his hand to receive the basket. Now, the Magen Avram is masbir, that It is not because of Lifnei Iver, because even without my hand, the guy could have just thrown the basket in. So it's Chad Avar Denahara. But if I'm the one that is giving him the surface, Zakta Magen Avram, that's called Misayeya Lidvar Avera, and it's Asher Derabanan Kedivrei Haran, and the Magen Avram is Machiach from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber paskins like the Ran and Tosfos, that Misayeya Lidvar Avera is an Isser Derabanan. That's what the Magen Avram says. And the problem is, the Ramah is not chaylik on that halacha. So we seem to have at least a partial stira here, because in Yerideya, the Ramah seems to be machriya like the Mordechai, that by Chad Avra Dinahara, where there's no Lifnei Iver, it's Mutter Lagamri. In Hilchos Shabbos, by not being chaylik on the Mechaber, the Ramah seems to say there's an Isser Derabanan. We say now, The emesis, we would need to know a little bit more about the methodology of the Ramah, and that is, if the only raya you have that the Ramah is being machmer like Taisus is because he didn't say anything on a din of the Mechaber, that's not the strongest of rayas. For example, when the Ravid is not chaylik, and this is an old machlekes achreinim, when the Ravid is not chaylik on the Rambam, does that automatically mean he agrees, or just whatever? The Ravid didn't write down every disagreement. I mean, the Ravid goes to the Ramah, especially with the Ramah. Maybe the Ramah was not chaylik in Hilchos Shabbos because he was saimeich on what he said in Yerideya. Yerideya is after all. We don't know. Maybe the Ramah wrote, we don't know. Maybe the Ramah wrote the Hasag in Yerideya before he wrote the Hasag in Hilchos Shabbos. In other words, if the Ramah didn't definitively say that it's Patur Aval Aser, and you're only Mochiach because he's not Chaylik on the Mechaber, it's not always Boror what Mashmaish you take. But nevertheless, the Shach does consider it a Stira. The Shach in Yerideya does ask a Stira between the Ramah's apparent Haskama to Hilchos Shabbos and the fact that he's Mekel by Avodah Zarah. And the Shach gives us a very, very important Yesod, which proves that the parentheses got it wrong. And the Shach says, the two deis of the Ramah are not the Mordechai and Tosfos. The Ramah vadai paskins like Tosfos and the Ran, that Misayeya L'dvar Aveira is an Isser D'Rabbanan for sure. But the Machlokes is, does it apply towards a guy? In other words, like this. From the Sugya in Avodah Zarah, we see klar that Lifnei Iver Da'oraisa applies both towards a Jew and towards a Goy. That's clear, because the very example of Lifnei Iver is not to give an Aver Min Achai to a Nachri. But the question is, when it's Chad Avra Dinahara, Lifnei Iver is factored out, and Lagabi Yisrael, the only thing is a Drabanan Dikadin, called not to be Misayeya L'dvar Aveira, the two deis of the Ramah are whether the Isser of Misayeya L'dvar Aveira applies to a guy. And it's very Medoyek. So Memela, in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, which is dealing with being Misayeya, a Jew, to be Mechal El Shabbos, the Ramah is maskim to the Mechaber, that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, and like the Magen Avraham is Masbir, even though it's Chad Avra D'Nahara, because the guy could have thrown it on the floor, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan. The two deis in Yerideya are whether the Isser of Misayeya applies to a guy. Right? So therefore, it turns out that the Makar of the Yesh Mekilin, or the Nagu Lahakel, is not the Mordechai. Fakert, the Mordechai is Mekel even to a Yid. It's not the Mordechai at all. In fact, we don't know clear what the Makar and Rishayim is really at all. But these are two deis, whether the Isser D'Rabbanan of Tosfos and the Ran would apply to be Machshir L'Goy. Two different deis. This is Shach, very important Shach. Bottom line, Shach is maskim to the Magen Avraham, that by a Yid, even if it's Chad Avra Dinahara, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan called Misayeya. And the Ramah is maskim to that. So both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are maskim to Taisvis and the Ran, and the Ramah's cool applies to Goy. Okay. Next step. Again, you'll see how all this will help you to analyze, but these are important ideas anyway. Next step is the Dagol Mirvava. Now, the Dagol Mirvava is the night of Yehud, the famous Rav of Prague. Actually, it's interesting. Somebody wrote a biography of the Night of Yehuda in English, called it Super Rabbi, because the truth of the Night of Yehuda was quite amazing in many, many ways, because not only was he the Paisei Kador, but he was a tremendous Lamdin in Chidushim of Sugyas, and he was also tremendously involved in Tzorchei Tzibur, so including dealing with the government. So he was literally involved in every type of Shetach of Rabbanus, from Chidushei Torah, from running a yeshiva, from paskening halacha lemaisa, to being Isaac with Tzorchei Tzibur, to raising money, and to even dealing with the kings of Bohemia and that part of Central Europe at the time. You know, super rabbi. But be it, oh, by the way, he also was very tall and a very imposing appearance as well. Okay. Nayyid lived in the 1700s, the 18th century. And in fact, he was the one. Well, he and the Vilna Gaon were the one that stopped a tremendously divisive machlekes between Rav Yaakov Emden and the Urim V'Tumim and the aftermath of Shabbat Tzvi. If you remember, a very, very strange machlekes. Rav Yonasan Apshitz was also a great makubal, and he was involved in writing different amulets that contained Kabbalistic incantations. Rav Yaakov Emden was convinced that Rav Yonasan Apshitz was a follower of Shabbat Tzvi, the false Mashiach. And he wanted Yenis Nevjus to be put in Chayrim and all sorts of things. And Yaakov Emden was a big Kanoi. This was a very, very bitter machlekes among two great Talmidei Chachamim, and it was tearing apart from communities and the like. And the native Yehuda was very instrumental. He was already older. He was very instrumental in stopping the machlekes, and he enlisted the Vilna Gaon, who was only 30 years old. Vilna Gaon was still young, but he enlisted the Vilna Gaon to also cut down the machlekes. Okay, but in any event, the Dagol Mirvava are the Nayyid Yehuda's Ha'aris on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Dagol Mirvava adds something to the Shach that's very important and will be very nogeh lemaisa. What is the Shach's Chiddush? The Shach's Chiddush is that even though there's Lifnei Iver by a Goy, there is no Isser Durabanan called Misayeya Lidvar Aveira towards a Goy. That only applies towards a Yid. Good. Zakt the Dagol Mirvava. Hu Hadin Legabe a Yid that is Iver Bemezit. If a Yid is willing to be Iver and Aveira Bemezit, even though Lifnei Iver, now always remember, Lifnei Iver Vadai applies. But the Isser of Misayeya Lidvar Aveira doesn't. Now, I'll try to give you the svar for this in a moment. But let's, again, understand exactly what this means. Let's take the case of Nazir, just to keep it simple. If it's Trey Amri Dinahara, and the Yid, who's a Nazir, but makes it, asks me to give him the wine, I vat I cannot do it. That's Lifnei Iver D'Araisa. But let's assume it's Chod Amri Dinahara, and even without me, he could get the wine. But he asks me to pass him the wine. So, well, like the Mordechai, it's Bechal Mochim, but even like those who Aser, it's only an Isher Derabbanan of Misayeya. Zuck the native Yehuda, kishem that the Shach says, there's no Isher of Misayeya by a Goy. We'll see what the connection is. Hu Hadin, there's no Isher of Misayeya by a Yid who is going to be Iver the Mitzvah Benezit. Now,
Chayra. What level of proof do you need to be willing to do it?
Well, you have to know that it's amazing. There would normally be a cheskes kashrus unless it's known that he typically is over these things.
He's asking you to do it. Maybe you're giving it to him. Okay, so then he'll rationalize that you gave it to him. So he'll do it.
So let me give you this. Now the question is, logically, the Night of Yehuda seems to be a non sequitur. I mean, what's the Shaykhus? The Shach says there's no Isser of there is no Isser of Misayeya by a Goy, who are din a Yid b'mezin. What's the connection? Yisrael afal pishachata Yisrael. A Yid is a Yid. The answer is the following. This is the key. The Night of Yehuda is Masber that the aside of the Yisr Misayeya is a taitsa'a of the obligation to be mafrish somebody from Avera. Meaning like this. Generally speaking, if I see somebody doing an Avera, I'm supposed to try to stop him from doing the Avera, either through tochacha, or maybe even physical restraint. So the reasoning is, if I have to stop you from an Avera, I certainly can't help you do it. Upper like this. The chiyuv of being mafrish mi'isr comes out of the obligation of tochacha. But if somebody is bemezid, and he's gonna, meaning what the neighbor means by mezid is, he doesn't just mean any mezid. He means if the person doing the avera would not be dissuaded by teichicha. In other words, he's not going to listen to teichicha. So there's no chiyuv to be mechiyach if he's not makabel teichicha. So this is the sequence of logic. If I don't have to be mechiyach, someone who's not mekabel teichecha, then I'm not mechiyav to be mafreshim from Avera. If I'm not mechiyav to be mafreshim from Avera, I could even be misayeya him in the Avera, as long as I'm not oiver lifnei iver leisitei michshol. And Mimela, this is what the Shach means, the Nebbi Yehuda says. Why by a goy can I be misayeya a goy? Because by a goy, there's no chiyuv to be mochiach. Haraya, because the mitzvah of teichecha is hochiach tochiach es amisema. So kishem that by a goy, once we eliminate the chiyuv teichecha, there's no iser of misayeya. So by a yid, when under the gedarim of teichecha, there's no chiyuv of teichecha, because he won't be makabel. So there's no iser of being misayeya. This is how the native Yehuda understands the Shach's Lakdara. And this runs into an amazing leniency. The amazing leniency is, at least like the Yesh Mekilin of the Ramah, I mean, which the Ramah says we're Nayadu, is that even when there's an iser Rabbanan of misayeya, there is no iser Rabbanan for a yid who is not mekabel teichach. Now again, don't forget this. This is only a lumdus in Misayeya. This is not a lumdus in Lifnei Iver. Now, going back to our kais, going back to my earlier example, right? So it turns out that if there are other non-Jewish, this is good for lawyers, if my Jewish client wants to sue another Jew, and there are non-Jewish lawyers who can take the case, so for me, there's only an Isser Drabanan of Misayeya. If he's a mezid who would not be makabel teichecha, I am allowed to represent him because according to the Dogel Mirvava, there is no Isra of Misayeya. Now, the question is, do we paskin like the Dogel Mirvava? Well, that's also shal. Not all Achrayim paskin like him. But Rav Moshe says, Me'ikir Hadin, we do paskin like the Dogel Mirvava because that is really the aside of the Ramah. Now, the Ramah is talking about a guy. Remember, the Ramah is talking about a guy. And you could certainly be mechalek, but Rav Moshe says the Dogel Mirvava is really giving pshat in the Ramah by Avodah Zarah, and Mimela we paskin like that. Okay, so these are very, very important foundational yediyas, the Machlekes, the Mordechai, and Tosfos, the two deyas in the Ramah, the stira between Hilchos Avodah Zarah and Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Avraham, and the resolution of that stira. From the Shach, by Goy, and the native Yehuda's tremendously important extension to Yisrael. And the native Yehuda emphasizes Lav Dafka Mummer. Mummer means someone who's always everybody, any person who is not going to be Makabel Teichecha in such a case. Now, let's go back to the issue now and analyze all of this with respect to inviting somebody for Shabbos. When they're going to drive. Now, there are a few variations of this. One variation is you invite the guy Shabbos morning when basically, you know, you're telling him to drive because you didn't invite him before. The other variation is you invite him before Shabbos and he comes before Shabbos, but you know, and you offer him a place, but you know he's going to drive back. We're going to see there is a chiluk in that. Okay. Oh, let me mention one other foundational idea I want to mention. One other foundational idea. So far, I've mentioned two categories. Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa and an Isher D'Rabbanan of Misayel L'Dvar Aveira. And I've also mentioned the Chiyuv of Lafrushe Mi'isura when somebody is Makabel Teichach. Three categories. Now, let's take Nazir and illustrate when those three categories apply. I'll give you a case of each category. Case one, the wine is inaccessible to the Nazir without me opening up the bottle or giving it to him. That is the maximal Isser. That is, that's Trey Avra Dinahara, Lifnei Iver Min HaTorah. It is forbidden whether he's a Jew or a Goy, if it's Eiver Min HaChai, and it's forbidden whether it's a Mummer or a Mezid or a Shogeg. No heter for Lifnei Iver. That's category one. Category two, he asks me to give him the wine when other people could give him the wine or he could get it himself. That is called Misayeya Lidvar Avera, Machlekes Mordechai in Taisus, and then we have the Shachs and the Neid of Yudas Heter in Taisus. Okay. Now, Liafrushe Misura would be, I'm not even giving him the wine. He's getting the wine himself. Do I have to stop him? That's a separate thing. Do I have to stop him from drinking the wine? So there, it is taka ungenomen that anyone that's not mekabel teichecha, you're not, in other words, I'm not mechriv to pull the wine away from him if he's not mekabel teichecha. In other words, even though you might argue, well, even if he's not mekabel teichecha, I mean, that's like saying, for example, if somebody drives on Shabbos, I should smash up his car before Shabbos. No, that you don't do. In other words, if you're not mechriv in teichecha, you don't have to stop him either. So I don't have to stop the guy if he's not mekabel teichecha, that's for sure. Now, there is a fourth category here, which is Rav Moshe Feinstein's Chiddush. There is a category in the Torah called mesis. Now, a mesis is somebody who entices somebody, who convinces somebody, who persuades somebody to be oved avoda zarah. A mesis is chayav misa. In fact, the Gemara says, "Ein merachim alav." A mesis doesn't need hasra. If there are two eidim that see a hasas al avoda zarah, he is nerach even without hasra. The nachash was the first mesis. The nachash convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Now, the pashtus of the Mishnah and the Sugya in Sanhedrin is that mesis only applies for avoda zarah. Avoda zarah. But Rav Meishes Mechadesh, mesis is whenever I try to convince another yid to do an aveir. Now, it's important to see the difference with Lifnei Iver. In the case of Lifnei Iver, the nazir is asking for the wine, so if I give it to him and he couldn't get it otherwise, I'm over on Lifnei Iver. Mesis is when I say to the nazir, how about having some wine? Rav Meishes, see, most Achrayim don't learn that. Most Achrayim learn that giving Nazir wine or offering him the wine is the same lav of Lifnei Iver and Misayeya. It's just a worse type of Lifnei Iver. Rav Meishes Mechadesh, a tremendous Chiddush, that when you implant in the person the idea of the chait, Zokt Rav Meishe, it is not only a Lifnei Iver Leisita Michsha, but your Iver on the Isser of Mesis. This is an absolutely big Chiddush that almost nobody else says. But do you see the difference? When the Nazir asks me for the wine and I give it to him, that's Lifnei Iver, even if he couldn't get it without me. But if I offer it to him, L'chatchila, Zokt Rav Meishe, that's Mesis. Now, in a follow-up Shuvah, somebody asked him, Taka, that L'chaira Mesis is only for Avodah Zarah. So he actually brings a Raya that it's not for Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara calls the Nachash HaKadmeini, the first Nachash, a Mesis. Now, L'chaira, the Nachash was not Mesis Adam and Chava for Avodah Zarah. The Nachash was Mesis Adam and Chava to be Iver the Tzivoy Hashem of not eating from the Eitz Hadas. So Zokt Rav Meishe, even though the Chi of Misa of Mesis is only the Avodah Zarah, but the Lav of Mesis is even if it's not the Avodah Zarah. So this person's responded, yeah, but the Gemara darshins that the Kavanah of the Nachash was that they, the Isim Kelokim, you should be like God, was to eventually make them into Kaifrim Beikar. But Rav Moshe says that may have been the long-term effect, but the immediate Hasasa was just a Maisa Aveira of Merida. Now, this eating from the Eitz Hadas is not a Vayda Zara. Eating from the Eitz Hadas is a Chait. So Rav Moshe says, Zetmendach, that it's Shayach Mesis and Olchata. Okay. Right, so now we have four categories. Lifnei Iver, Misayeya, Liafrushe Miyisura, and the idea of Mesis, when you yourself. Now, here's the thing. What the Achrayim say is the following, based on Rav Moshe's Pesach, although Rav Moshe didn't address this Nakuda. Let me just finish this up. When I invite somebody Shabbos morning to come to my house, Shabbos morning, and they don't live close enough to walk, that's not just the Shaila of Lifnei Iver. I am actually implanting in them, I'm telling them to do a chait. When you tell somebody to do a chait, it's not simply you're gairim them to do a chait. You're telling him to do a chait. Zakt Rav Moshe, telling somebody to do a chait is not lifnei iver. It's also lifnei iver, but telling them to do a chait is mesis. Oh, mashen kein, when you invite them before Shabbos. Now that doesn't mean it's mutter. It just means, and you give them a place to stay. So then you're not telling them to do a chait because you're giving them. See, that's the aside. People wonder, I'm sure you've heard that you have to offer them a place to stay. I mean, all of that is gebait on Rav Moshe's problem. Because when you create opportunities for them not to sin, even though you know they're going to do the Aveira, but you're not telling them to do the Aveira, so then the issue is going to be Lifnei Iver and Misayeya. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's not going to be mesis. Okay, so that's the chiluk between giving them a place to stay and not giving them a place to stay. When you give them a place to stay, even when you know they're not going to take you up on it, it may be lifnei iver. I'll talk about that in a second. But at least you've taken yourself out of the category of mesis. But when you're creating a circumstance where the only thing you're offering them is aveira, Rav Moshe Tainis, that is much more chamor than lifnei iver, that is mesis. Yeah.
Is it even mesis by mesis?
It's not so clear, but it could be that all of the leniencies of mesid and mumer, etc., would apply even if it's mesis. Would apply? That would. Did you want to say? You want to say something?
I
want
to ask. Rav Moshe passes that lifnei iver is even on one side of the river.
No, nobody passes that way. Lifnei Iver is only two sides of the river. That's unanimous. Lifnei Iver the Oraisa. But Rav Moshe says when you tell a person to sin, that's more chumra than Lifnei Iver. That would apply even on one side of a river. Yeah, that much is true. In other words, if the wine is with me and the Nazir, one side of the river, and I say to the Nazir, how about a drink? Rav Moshe Tainis, that would be an Isser de Oraisa, yeah.
Of Mesis,
not Lifnei Iver. If, on the other hand, he asks me for the drink, but I don't offer it to him, it's not a Mesis, and it's not a Lifnei Iver. At worst, that would be Misayeya, and then you have the Shach and the Nedim Yudas Kula, that it's a, for a Mesid, you don't have that, okay? Yeah, but this is a big chiddush. It's a very, very chiddush, and it really gives you a whole orientation that there's a big nafkamina between causing somebody to sin and implanting the encouragement to sin, which is a very different thing. Yeah.
When is somebody considered a lerikam
That's a very, very hard test, and generally speaking. You should try to judge people kaf sechus, that maybe something would be availing. But if you know the person, and the person has a long habitual history of being over with impunity, and he doesn't really care, so at some point you can be samech on that. If you don't know the person, you should be mochiach. Now, I don't mean mochiach by yelling at him, but you say in a gentle way, a nazir doesn't drink wine, etc., and the like. So misafek, you have to assume that he might be mekabel teichacha. Yeah.
According to Rav Moshe,
yeah,
the Mesis will always go with Lifnei Iver. it's possible that it's two separate things and some...
For sure. Not. You can have lifne iver without meses, that's
yeah,
for sure.
It's going to be deraisa.
Yeah, deraisa. Yeah. So. That's right. That's right. No, I understand. So you can have one. You can have one without the other. You can have lifne iver without meses. That's where it's trei avri dinahara, and the nuzer is the guy that asks me, and I didn't offer it. And conversely, if it's chad avri dinahara, but I'm the one who offers it to the nuzer, you don't have lifne iver, but you have meses. Right? And of course, in some cases, you'll have both. Right? Trei avri dinahara, and I'm the one that offers it to him. Yeah.
In Russia, if you want somebody to work, well, Russians, they like vodka.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So you don't give them money, you give them vodka. But vodka could be damaging for the health. Is it in that neighbor or not?
Well, again, that's chad avri dinahara. They could get it. They could get it without you, right?
I mean, they're working for you.
So the question is, if you don't give it to them, they have, let me put it this way: if you don't give them vodka, you have to give them money.
But money, they would work.
And they'll use the money. No, I understand that. But in terms of the what I'm saying is, but in terms of the vodka, they will get the vodka one way or the other. Because if you don't give them the vodka, then you would give them the money, which they would use to buy vodka. So
this doesn't work this way. They want to see vodka, they work well.
No, I know that's what they want. But what I'm saying is that it's still called one side of the river, because they will get the vodka without you giving it to them. That's a whole shaila. I mean, there are a lot of shailas here. I mean, can you sell food that's unhealthy? You know, I mean, these are losses in the United States. people who got heart attacks from eating McDonald's hamburgers. You know, cigarettes. Yeah, they bring lawsuits. That would be a similar shaila of lifnei iver, and also endangering people. Generally speaking, we're makel on it because we say that a single cigarette or a single pack, in other words, every pack you sell, if somebody comes in and says, I want to buy 1,000 packs, that would be one thing. But pack by pack is lav dafka sakana. That's a general issue of how you analyze. How do you analyze incrementally dangerous things that are dangerous over a long period of time, but are not immediately dangerous? That's a very difficult. It's a very difficult shaila. There may be a chiluk between manufacturing cigarettes, where you're making millions of cigarettes, versus selling a few packs to people. In fact, this is why Gedalim didn't asser smoking. I mean, why didn't Gedalim asser smoking? I mean, some Gedalim, since Eliezer assered smoking, but most Gedalim did not asser smoking, even though they say over and over again, not good to smoke, not good to smoke, not good to smoke. But they don't come out and say it's mamish asser. In fact, the only people who are machmer on this are modern Orthodox rabbis. The RCA issues pronouncements where it is also their right to smoke. But fakir, among the most charedi, now maybe it's a gzeirish, ein reifat siber, yechaylin lamad, although Baruch Hashem, I think smoking is less than it used to be, but smoking in Eretz Yisrael was a big deal. But part of the lumdus is, now you might say it's krum lumdus, and I'm not, part of the lumdus is that incrementally, ma'at ma'at, each individual cigarette is not a mamis. It's cumulative, so then it becomes like alcohol, it becomes like fatty food, it becomes like cholesterol. You know, a hamburger is not going to kill you, a cigarette is not going to kill you, alama, you're going to abuse it. All right, that's over a long period of time. You might call that lumdus crumb, but again, they apply the same lumdus to cigarettes that they apply to food and alcohol, in which each individual thing is not really a sakuna. Okay, now, bekitzer, therefore, assuming you factor out the mesis issue by offering people a place to stay, some say if the person is not yet ready to be mekabel teichecha and he's going to drive on Shabbos, so b'chiyai gavna, at worst, well, here's the question, and this is a little confusing. I invite somebody and they're going to drive, I know they're going to drive to my house. Is that a lifne iver dika problem, or is it a misayeya lidvar aveira problem? This is a little tricky. It's not a mesis problem because you've offered them alternatives that are not sinful, so you're not telling them to sin. So mesis, Baruch Hashem, you factored out of the equation. On one hand, you're not giving him the car. He has the car. He could drive without you, just like the Nazir has the wine. On the other hand, without your invitation, he wouldn't be driving to your house. He might drive to the movies, he might drive to Tel Aviv, but he wouldn't be driving to your house. So here, it's a little unclear. Most poskim analyze this problem as a misayeya problem, reasoning that even without your invitation, he still has the car and is able to drive. So even though by your telling him to come under circumstances where he's going to drive to your house, you're a misayeya, but it's only a misayeya, it's not a lifnei iver mamish, and mimela, some are mako based on the shach and the dogo mirvava. But the only question is, I'm not so clear why you look at it that way. Because if the pshat is that the particular eifin of Chilul Shabbos is that he's coming to me, and without my invitation he wouldn't do that maisa of Chilul Shabbos, one might argue it's a lifnei iver d'oraisa l'gabi that chait, and mimela, the fact that it would be Mechal Shabbos anyway might not be a test. I mean, this is the Chara Asvara, but I will tell you that Rav Sternbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman, because I'll tell you their psak, they approach this by analyzing this as a chad avir dinahara, because he has the car, and therefore they look at it as a misayeya issue. And one of the tzadim, although Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tremendously important other tzad, one of the tzadim to be meko is the double mervava and the shach. But Rav Shlomo Zalman has another chiddush in the Mincha Shlomo, one of the great yisaidistika heterim. It's interesting, Orson Meach had this, got this heter years ago in a letter. The letter was withdrawn under Haredi protest. So, but somehow the whole tshuva found its way in the Mincha Shlomo. So now it is a tshuva. It's no longer a letter in Rav Weinbach's office, put in a drawer. It is now a tshuva. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says the following idea, which would work even if it's a lifnei iver d'oraisa, an amazing idea. That is the following. You'll recall when I started my discussion, I mentioned the Gemara has two different drushas on lifnei iver l'seitei michshol. One drasha is, don't give somebody eitza she'ena hegenetzle, meaning don't sell life insurance to someone who doesn't need it. Don't sell an encyclopedia to an illiterate person. Right? We have cases of, salesman gave someone who didn't know English, a 30-volume encyclopedia for $1,000, whatever it was. The second prong of lifnei iver is don't cause someone to do an aveira. Yayin l'nazir. Zech Rav Shlomo Zalman, these are not two separate halachas. This is one halacha. And the shayrish is, don't cause somebody to do something that is injurious to them. Since doing aveiros is a bad thing for a person, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's not that there's a separate halacha not to be machshil somebody be aveira, but rather, being machshil somebody be aveira is giving somebody an eitzah she'ena hegenetzle. It's all one thing. Eitzah she'ena hegenetzle. L'mayin afkin, why is that important? Here's what's important. It may turn out that if doing the aveira will be in the long-term spiritual benefit of the person, if being machshil him in one aveira will prevent him from doing more and worse aveiras in the future. Now you need das Torah to determine this. Zecht Rav Shlomo Zalman, see, it's not the pshat, again, it's not the pshat, you're daicha lifnei iver for kiruv v'chaykin. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, it's not lifnei iver if by causing him to do it, now again, only if you're not a mesis, it's not lifnei iver if you're causing him to do an aveira, if it will prevent him from doing worse aveiras. Now, what would that mean? So it means a lot of things. It doesn't. So number one, If by experiencing Shabbos there is a good chance, doesn't mean a certainty, that you could bring him to Shmira Shabbos in the future, so it is not a lifnei iver to cause him to drive, provided you're not a mesis by giving him the accommodations. But the emes is, both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Sternbach, who follows the same mahalach, is even more lenient than you would think. It is not only because you might make the guy frum. He says, even if you're not going to make the guy frum, but the fact that he's spending Shabbos afternoon in your house, and as a result will be doing less malachos than he otherwise will do, and will not drive to Tel Aviv, says, in other words, the chiddush is, it's not just a lifnei iver for the benefit of the future things that you'll produce. Now, the reason that's an important knech is because some people read Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak as only applying to mostos which have an active program of kiruv rechaikin, in which, you know, people come into our institution and, you know, they become Shomer Shabbos. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. But, l'mashal, you invite somebody for your kid's bar mitzvah, and it's a one-shot deal, and there's not going to be continuity, and therefore, it's not likely, by hearing some kid laying Parshas Emor, you know, my life is going to be changed, I'm so inspired by the chopped liver, whatever, at the Kiddush. So many people neman, Taka, that there's absolutely no hetcher to invite people who are going to drive if it's not part of a concentrated kiruv rechaikim program. But the emes is, again, I'm not passing halacha l'maisa. The emes is, if you look at the lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Sternbach's tshuva, it is lav dafka, the long-term kiruv rechaikim effort that'll be matzliach. But even the fact that on this Shabbos kufa, you're matzalim from kama v'kama michsholim, by giving him an environment where, number one, he's eating kosher food, and number two, he's hearing Kiddush, and number three, he'll have birchas hamazon, assuming he'll do that. Maybe he won't do that. And number four, he's not doing kama v'kama malachas for those hours that he's with you, provided it's not, you're not a mesis, again, once again, that you give him opportunities. So this is a big, very big leniency in the din of Lathiv. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it in another context as well. And that is, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to give food to somebody if they're not going to make a bracha or do netilas yadayim. So if Shlomo Zalman deals with the situation, well, what about a person who, if you don't offer him food, is going to be so offended that he's going to hate B'nai Torah, hate religious Jews, and let's assume it's also a knife, and that if you offer him food and want him to make a bracha, he's still gonna, you know, he's gonna get angry that way as well. So Shlomo Zalman says the whole history of giving somebody food if they don't make a bracha is lifnei iver. But if by not offering food you're going to be geirim a greater sin of the type, so you're allowed to be machshelin with one iser to prevent more Yisurim in the future. Now, he brings a rabbi. Yeah?
Stira, because you're inviting him to a bar mitzvah. Yep. He might not drive to the beach, but he's going to eat food without a bracha.
No. The assumption, well, okay, we're talking about two different cases. So Shlomo Zalman is talking about the guy that's repairing your air conditioner during the week. I'm assuming in the normal life and of situations, the guy that comes to your house for Shabbos will make a bracha. I mean, that's a different situation. In the case of my Shabbos guest, you most certainly should make brachas because he's there to experience Shabbos. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman was talking about somebody who was in your house for a non-religious reason, and the Chilul Hashem, if you don't know, right? Two different siyurim. Now, let me give you an interesting raya that Shlomo Zalman brings from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Although Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Masupik, but it is, as you see, such a svara. There's an Isra D'Araisa. Actually, there's also in last week's... No, it's this week's parsha. Actually, Rabbi Jacobs. I have something in this week's parsha too, Baruch Hashem. There's an Isra D'Araisa of cutting your payas, right? Lo sakifu. With a tar, with a razor, whatever the gidorim are of that. Now, the truth is, there's an Isra both to have your payas cut and to be makif, to cut them. In other words, if I cut your payas, I'm over on a lav that's called makif, and you're over on a lav that's called nikaf. That means if I cut my own payas with Hasra, I actually get two sets of malchus, because I'm both the makif and the nikif. Okay? If I'm makif your payas, you get malchus als nikif, and I get malchus als makif. And the Gemara even says, "I the nikif is alav shein bo maisa." The Gemara says that that's if the nikif is mesiyaya. He turns his head, so it's called a maisa. Now, if I'm makif myself, I'm both makif and nikif. Now, the Gemara says the following: a woman does not have the issur of cutting her sideburns, because that's compared to zakan. Whoever has a zakan has an issur. Right? So memela, a woman can cut her sideburns, but the Gemara says a woman can even cut. In other words, a woman who cuts a man's payas, a woman barber, is not over on makif, because the Gemara has a hekish. Who has the issur of makif? Only somebody that has the issur of nikif. And since a woman doesn't have the issur of nikif, a woman doesn't have the issur of makif. From Desvegan, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that although if a woman barber cuts the payas of a man, she doesn't get malchus for makif, she's not allowed to cut the payas of a man because she's over on lifnei iver, because she's causing the man to be over on the issur of nikif. So Zak Rebbe Kiva Eger, what if the guy could cut his own payas? So it's Chad Avra Dinahara. One second. No, that's not Mesa. He asked her to cut. He went into the barber. She didn't. He asked her, right? So Rebbe Kivega raises the question, L'chaira, if he could cut it himself, but he asks her to do it, so Lifnei Iver there isn't, but would it be prohibited als Messiah? Again, putting aside the Dagol Mervava's leniency. So Rebbe Kivager says the following swara. He says, L'chaira, even though she would be over on Messiah, if he could do it himself, it might be mutter because she's matzal him from a greater Aveira. Because if he were to cut his own payas, he would be over on Makif and Nikif. By her being Misayeya, he is only over on Nikif and not Makif. Zat Rebbe Kivager, v'chi hai gavna, she's allowed to be Misayeya in his doing an Aveira, to be matzil him from doing a worse Aveira. So Zat Rebbe Shlomo Zalman, Zat Mindach, what? That we see, that being machshel somebody, the Aveira, can be justified to prevent a worse Aveira. Now, the emesis, Rebbe Kivager's case is Chad Avra Dinahara, because he could do it himself. The question, as I say, the question of driving is not so pushy, because if you are the one that is Gairim a particular trip, one might argue it's a Lifnei Iver Gomor, in which case you don't have that Hetcher. All right, but as they say, many poskim say, since the guy has the car, that's called, definitionally, Chad Avra Dinahara. Yeah? That would be the exact question, because when I give him the chicken cheeseburger or whatever it's called, that might be Trey Avri Dinara, because he doesn't have right now, he doesn't have another sandwich like that.
Right now he's going to need a hamburger or a cheese.
No, I understand. But what I'm saying is that the lumdus of a Shlomo Zalman might only be where it's a Misayeya, not when it's a Lifnei Iver Mamish. But some would say even Lifnei Iver Mamish. In other words, in your case, it's Lifnei Iver, because he couldn't do this Aveira without my giving him the cheeseburger.
Or the, giving him a lesser Aveira.
Yeah, I understand. But when it comes to Lifnei Iver Doraisa, you cannot be Iver a Doraisa to be Matzal. In other words, you can, right? And the Cheshwin might not work. Yeah.
How good do your accommodations have to be, even though they're not going to take
it? That's a good point. That is a good point. If the need for accommodations, as I was saying, is only to get you out of the category of mesis, if that's all you need for that, then it could be that even substandard accommodations might be maspik, as long as it's as long as they're there. On the other hand, some say that there is an achrayus to make it very, very comfortable. And like now, Rav Sternbach says another interesting thing too. A little mudna. He says that even though you can invite people because you're matzel them from a bigger chait, etc., and it's mutter, but for them to openly drive in a frum neighborhood going to your house is a chilul Hashem. So he says they should be instructed to park a little, not directly in the neighborhood itself. Okay, meaning so it shouldn't be people shouldn't be. Driving in Arzei Abira and, you know, getting out in Shabbos because it looks like it doesn't look good. And apparently there is, of course, that's a funny thing. You know, Rav Sternbach is saying you should do is something that we used to make fun of in America, because a lot of modern Orthodox synagogues have this practice that they close the parking lot on Shabbos. So the people who drive have to park around the block. So we used to, you know, left. Or go left here. People, everybody's driving, but we don't let them come into the shul. Well, apparently Rav Sternbach holds that's taka and inyan, that you don't have a chilul Hashem of open chilul Shabbos with religious people.
But in this case, you don't call them to do less malachs. They constantly come and do the same thing.
Here's the thing. You invite. Well, the cheshbon still is. You invite somebody for Shabbos. If you wouldn't invite them for Shabbos, they're going to stay home. They'll probably travel different places, and at home they'll turn on the television. They'll do different things. So it's very hard to quantify with the yuk. But the cheshbon is pesach hakol. If they spend Shabbos day with you, they will probably be doing less chilul Shabbos. Then
but if you don't see the errors, if you don't see they like doing some, how long could you do it for?
You know, it's a good question. As I say, some people understood Rav Shlomo Zalman only when there seems to be a chance that they're changing and they're moving and they're progressing. Others look at the Lashon and they say it's mashma. You could do it every Shabbos, because for that Shabbos you're matzel them. In other words, what I'm saying is there's a machlekes if the tshuva is based on long-term change or based on the tayeles for the Shabbos itself. Now, if it's based on the tayeles for the Shabbos itself, then that could be forever and ever and ever. But, it's, you know, but as they say, different people read it different ways. Certainly, the original letter that Rav Weinbach, they both Rosh Hashivas got it, did imply, the lashon of the original letter at that point did imply that this is a unique rule for long-term prospects of making Shomrei Shabbos. All I'm saying is in the Mincha Shlomo, he doesn't say Beferish, but the Mashmos is not necessarily the long-term change, but simply that for this Shabbos Gufa, there's a Hatzalah. So that would be forever and ever. Every Shabbos that he's with you, he's doing less Chilul Shabbos because he's with you. Yes. Rav Vosner does say Beferish, although last week we had a kula from Rav Vosner, but Badesha says she was Makel on that, like the Divrei Chaim, which Rav Vosner does paskin, it is usher. Rav Menashe Klein also says it is absolutely usher to invite people that you know are going to drive. If you're Masupik and you give them accommodations, you could be Taylor Lakula, but if you know for sure that you have to withdraw the invitation, you cannot invite them in the first place. Yeah. So what the minigun, again, I'm not here to paskin, just know the... Now, Rav Moshe also had a tshuva. Rav Moshe had a tshuva, or in spite of the fact that in Lomdus, Rav Moshe would seem to approve of this, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about making Shabbatons for school children. Who will be driving to get prizes on Shabbos. Rav Moshe was against it. But if you look at the tshuva, he was not so much against it because of the lumdus of Lifnei Iver. Rather, he felt this was a negative chinuch for young children, and they would not appreciate Shabbos in that type of chinuch. That was his question. That was more of an educational judgment as opposed to a Lifnei Iver dikatin. Yeah.
That basically, when you're doing kiruv or kiruv meditation, you basically invite someone who you think you can carve, always any Shabbos, the whole time.
If at least if you're going to have an involvement with him, as I say, some would say even for that Shabbos itself. But if you're going to have a long term involvement, yeah, Rav Shlomach and Rav Shlomo Zalman do matra. They do matra as long as you're not a mesis, because you give them reasonable accommodations. Remember, mesis is an important thing. If you create an invitation which gives them no choice but to be mechallel Shabbos, that is that's mesis.
The only Shabbos day event.
Right, that's right. That might be the problem with the Shabbos day event. That's not coupled. That's right. Rav Moshe doesn't mention that, but it would actually be consistent with Rav Moshe's analysis of mesis to invite kids for a Shabbos afternoon party. Yeah.
Do we talk about? What kind of people those who don't know anything, don't observe anything, or are we talking about also people who know something, they know what Shabbat is, they know Kaz, what kind of people is considered?
Well, the issue would be people on which there's a good chance you will have a positive hashpah. Now,
for me to judge.
Well, you have to judge. You talk to your rabbi, talk to your posik, but ultimately you're going to have to make a judgment because you're the one that knows these people. I mean, you're the one that is connected with them. It's an achrayus, and when you talk to your posik, you know you're going to have to explain the situation. Now, the posik might say, if you've been inviting a guy for 5 years and he's still driving, you know, maybe it's time to stop. By the way, one should also be creative. In other words, let me point out that all of this is gebayit on a certain yesod, which maybe I didn't articulate, and that is the judgments that the sudos of Shabbos or the davening of Shabbos, whatever it is necessary in the kiruv endeavor. Now, in many cases, that is true, but it might not always be true. For example, there might be options like a malav malka. There might be options of some, I understand it's not the same, but Shabbos program, you know, Sunday programs. In other words, Shabbos is like a Valdika Kirov opportunity, but it's not the only Eifen of Kirov. And sometimes there might be other events that can accomplish a tremendous Tayelis. Invite the guy over Wednesday for dinner. You know, that's an act of Achnasa Tzorchim too. And that can have a big Hashpah, right? So one needs to think about this, whether the Shabbos event is so fundamentally important that I need to be Samech on these different leniences. Yeah.
Let's say a guest always comes. If you have to tell them every single time that they have accommodations, it's good enough that they know if they want, they can stick there.
Once they know, they know. If they know, they do know. You don't have to remind them every week. Okay. Okay. I'm Ladif Aslam. We'll see you in a few weeks.